Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. And again today, Don Shire joins us here on the desk. And we've talked about some of his other ministries going on, the new outreach to the Ukrainian refugees. And yesterday we got an update on what's happening in India. And today we turn our attention to Haiti.
Well, it's great to be with you, Mike. And yes, Haiti is another one of those countries where there's so much need. And we have a home in Haiti that many of the listeners might remember. We were doing a fundraiser for a couple of years to be able to buy this 10-bedroom, 9-bathroom home that mission teams can stay at when they go to Port-au-Prince to serve in Haiti. But there's also a new program that we've started. It's a couple of years old now, called Venture. And it's for young people that are in their gap year that might want to spend a year in missions, or maybe 3 or 4 months, actually, is what it is. It's how long the program runs. And spend 3 or 4 months in Haiti serving the local community, and then also learning the scriptures and learning how to stand on your own feet. And then when you come back, you will have had an international experience that you'll never forget. So that's exciting there, too. And then we've started a ministry to help children that get abandoned in garbage cans, and most of them are disabled, and the government doesn't have homes to put them in. Most people don't want them. They're the least of these, and we've decided those are the people God wants us to help, and so we're taking in children that are either abandoned at the hospital, or like I remember one young lady was just put in the street for the trucks to run her over. The father put her there and ran away.
Wow.
And so we're taking them in and loving them. And what's so exciting to me is to see their response. When they come to us, they're just glassy-eyed, and they've really never seen love before. And the next thing you know, some of them that have never even moved are smiling, and they're raising their hands in worship. They can't talk, but they'll lift their arms as much as they can just to lift them up to the Lord. And so they have worship services every day, and so we're excited about that program as well. And so, you know, if you have a church group that wants to go on a mission trip to Haiti, we have a beautiful place right in Port-au-Prince, and we know all the local ministries, and we can help you get situated.
Okay, and you can go to Don Shire's website and find out more information on that. Be sure to join us tomorrow as we talk about Roatan, Honduras. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.